the search bar of YouTube. Subscribe and you will have access to weekly playlists and interviews. Until next week, keep listening to CKUT. The Sleepy King and Terminal 5 are up next.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. This is Terminal 5.
MuTech Montreal, the most important festival for digital creativity and electronic music in North America, returns for its 23rd edition at Quartier de Spectacle. From Tuesday, August 23rd to Sunday, August 28th, vibe to the rhythm of more than 100 local and international artists such as Caterina Barbieri, Cora Novoa, Koreatown Acid, Luke Slater, Max Cooper, and Nicola Cruz. MuTech also has a program dedicated to professionals with its MuTech Forum and Market, which consists of 4 days of exchanges and events centered around digital creation. The complete program and tickets are now available at a preferential rate at montreal.mutech.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
All right, good morning. You are tuned to Terminal 5. My name is Jeffrey Davison, and we started out this morning with a trio of new selections, some new music, ending up there with Delphine Dora from yet another amazing recording by her, Hymns Apophatiques, and that is out on Morc Tapes, M-O-R-C, and we heard the track called Eon. Before that, we heard from Marcus Solid with something called Hidden Sun. He is a Danish composer, and that is also brand new. And started off with the Swede Nicholas Barker, and he gave us Mörkret på Berget. And that was the set. It is 9:18 in the morning. This is CKUT, community and listener-supported radio, 90.3 in Montreal. Next up, we have something new from Sophie Birch, a track called Hypnagogia, featuring Dolphin Midwives, and again, also brand new. She is from Denmark, and in addition to being a composer, she also does DJ sets, which I would love to hear, actually. No chance of that happening in the very near future, but one of these days. Anyway, Sophie Birch, stay tuned. All right, good morning once again. And you are tuned to Terminal 5 here on CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. The name of this show is Terminal 5. I'm your host this morning, Jeffrey Davison. Ending up there with Liam Grant from one of only a couple of things he's got out so far. This one is called Guitar, spelled G-I-T-A-R-R for Fanatics, which came out last year and pretty much a self-issued CDR release. And let me just tell you, it's 9:37 in the morning, in case you're rushing to get someplace and don't want to turn on the news for that information. Anyway, if I didn't mention, it's cool. That track was called Repaying Old Debts. Before that, Matthew J. Rowland with the first single release off his new album, which is coming out in October on American Dream. The album is entitled Shingles. Matthew hails from Columbus, Ohio. At least that's where he is at the moment, and he appears in a number of different ensembles, and this is a solo release. Before that, something new from Andrew Tuttle, title of that track called Correlation, and that is out on the Great Basin Rock Records label out of the UK, and started off, as mentioned, with Sophie Birch with a track called Hypnagogia. That was the set. We've got one more to go before we get to the top of the first hour. Hour one of two together this morning. And let's see here. I almost forgot what I queued up here. Something old from PG6 going back to 2001. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Sharpening to everything, pounding boundaries. Come away and follow me on a winding to the sea.
Good morning once again. You are tuned to Terminal 5 here on CKUT. It is Wednesday morning, and I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison, ending up there with Linda Perhax. That album called Parallelograms, which you may have heard of because it has been reissued. It has come out of obscurity, at least not recently, but a handful of years or so ago. It originally came out on the Cap label. And the Cap label was, let's just say, not a well-run record label, and they didn't do a good job by their artists. And it may have been more or less, well, I shouldn't say it. I was going to say a tax scam label, but I don't think it's technically in that category. But in any case, that track called Call of the River, from the Gerson reissue. And yeah, some great hippie goddess folk there. Before that, Olan Mill from 2012, from a release on the Preservation label called Home. They that label, that is to say, is out of Australia, and really a fantastic outfit. If you get a chance to come across or dig into their back catalog, definitely give it a listen. That track was called Pampas, as in Argentina. not what Junior wears around the house when he's a toddler or an infant, just to make things absolutely certain. And before that, we heard from Nale. Nothing Gold Can Stay. They were a trio out of Finland, and that album called The Siren's Wave came out in 2008. Came out on the Locust Music label out of Chicago, and I haven't seen anything from them for a while, so I'm not really sure that they're still around, but it was back in the day, pretty much anything that came out, you just bought it, even if you hadn't heard it before. Original stuff, but also they did some fantastic reissues. And started that set with PG6, going back to 2001, to the album Parlor Tricks and Other Porch Favorites. We heard Quiet Fan for SK. That album, really just two musicians, PG6, a.k.a. Pat Gubler, and Tim Barnes. And that was the set. Again, you're tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. It is just after 10 a.m., and back to music. Thank you.